Painting of a Rice Cake. This is one of Dogen Zenji's fascicles in the Shobogenzo. And it's a fascinating topic for me, as it raises questions as to what is hunger, what do we call satisfaction, and how do we go about it as human beings. The painting of a rice cake cannot satisfy hunger. That's how it starts. Obvious. The hunger that we all feel for being happy, complete, fulfilled, cannot be satisfied by a rice cake. Eating, drinking, having fun, let alone by a painted rice cake. This hunger can be drowned, but not satisfied in our delusional ways. There's always the feeling that something is missing, that no experience is complete, even short periods of so-called happiness. Ah, the cherry blossoms of Kyoto. Still the desire for cherry blossoms. This dissatisfaction is in our human nature, that cry for liberation. The Buddha called it suffering. When our true nature gets clouded over by the three poisons. The phrase "does not satisfy hunger" means this hunger, this dissatisfaction, not the ordinary matter of the 12 hours. It never encounters a painted rice cake. Rice cakes are not separated from hunger. A rice cake is the wholeness of body and mind actualized. Realizing the wholeness of our true nature, we are Buddha. Not different from Buddha, but same. Delusions temporarily darken our vision, but we are Buddha, whether we know it or not. All Buddhas are realization, Dogen says. Thus all things are realization, suchness. Rice cake is rice cake. Hunger is hunger. Things as they are. Not things we make up, such as our pleasure or suffering. They are extra. They are self-created. They are born out of our likes and dislikes, notions, concepts. Out of confusion over our true nature, which is wholeness, there is belief. Belief in something separate from ourselves that can give us satisfaction. The tragedy is, what you believe in, that is real for you. Iron brambles. But not only this, in every belief there is a lie. And this belief in something outside of us that can give satisfaction and our seeking creates a split. Me and the object, hunger and painted rice cake. However, the way is not outside of you. It is you. By mistaking our dreams for reality, we use life as a canvas onto which we paint our dreams, our desires. Paintings of careers, relationships, driven by our intentions, ideas, images. Intentions, ideas, images. All these dreams start with a capital I. The ego mind, the ever thirsty, ever hungry mind that cannot be satisfied. Out of this hunger, the mind creates the mirage of the 10,000 things, However, this mind is empty, and so are the 10,000 things it creates. This mind is not real, nor are the 10,000 things our dreams of painted rice cakes. So how can a painted rice cake ever satisfy hunger? Out of emptiness, dissatisfaction, the mind creates forms, but these forms are empty. And hunger, or the unquenchable thirst, is the energy that propels the whole dynamics, a perpetuum mobile. Empty mind, craving mind, creates forms that are empty, and because they are empty, painted rice cakes, in desperation it creates more forms that are empty. This vicious cycle can only be broken by clearly seeing through the delusion, by keeping the mind in tranquility and oneness. Dogen cautions us to refrain from unwholesome actions when our wholeness is shattered and our whole world gets fractured into painted rice cakes. Because the craving mind is false, all paintings, dreams are, as is the hunger for new things, exciting things. In the virtual reality of our computer-generated fake world, there's an endless creation of painted rice cakes that promise life. Given the all-pervading brainwashing, it takes tremendous courage to be free. But when you are real, you can mix with anybody, any situation, without getting mixed up with painted rice cakes. You are there, a person of thusness. Then even enlightenment is a painted rice cake. Live in simplicity and truth, suchness. See through the dreams and illusions that promise satisfaction. Only by piercing that veil, that canvas of life, you create to be your world, to become a person of understanding, a true man without rank. And I quote Lynchy, a man without rank that goes in and out of your face without hindrance, day in, day out. You can't remove your shadow, afraid to go to sleep for not waking up. The world is not for dreamers. The world is a dream. And we are the dreamers to wake up. When cold, be cold. When hot, be hot. When pain, be pain. Beingness that pervades all conditions, ever available, ever present, non-destructible, never mistaken. So you must stop seeking the way outside yourself and pay full attention to this moment with a non-seeking, non-discriminating, non-separating mind. Make the best of your life. For years you go unscathed until a moment of awakening that you understand painted rice cakes don't satisfy hunger. Our failures, our successes, all are painted rice cakes. With Hakuin, we may ask, what is it that we lack? There's nothing outside, only painted rice cakes. Nirvana is already here, This very body is the Buddha. Sometimes it takes a man's death to get his life back, to die to his delusion that painted rice cakes can give satisfaction. Ruin is the road to transformation. You might feel that you want to hang yourself every time things don't work out. But actually, every time you believe in painted rice cakes, you hang yourself already. Better cut the string you believe you're hanging from, and the gateless gate opens. It is said that afflictions are enlightenment. Distress is Buddha. Buddha is distress. Suffering is the sickness. Suffering is also the medicine. Meeting your afflictions face on. In other words, to live samsara as nirvana. Delusions are not separate from enlightenment. Enlightenment is contained in delusions. So the enlightened way is unsurpassable. I vow to embody it fully, regardless. So what does it all come down to? Listen to Dogen's final comment. There is no remedy for satisfying hunger, now pay attention, other than painted rice cakes. How remarkable. He seems to put his original statement on its head that said, the painting of a rice cake cannot satisfy hunger. But experiencing fully the futility of satisfying hunger with a painted rice cake can easily lead to negativity, getting stuck in emptiness. Foxhole Zen, we call it. Dogen reminds us not to stop there. And here comes the flip over, saying there is no remedy for satisfying hunger other than a painted rice cake. One of Dogen's many paradoxical expressions that defy logic in order to bring out the true Zen spirit, the direct experience of truth. The emphasis all of a sudden shifts from painted rice cake to painted hunger, our imaginary desires. And he ties it all up so beautiful by saying, going beyond satisfaction, non-satisfaction, cutting off hunger, no hunger, we realize the essential self that is empty, fulfilled, and ever complete with what is. Dogen goes on to say, without painted hunger, you never become a true person. There is no understanding other than painted satisfaction. This is the crucial turning point, to pierce through the veil to the all-pervading emptiness that gives birth to all there is, yourself, all dharmas, all worlds, all teachings that are expressions of emptiness, pure. And Dogen again, in fact, satisfying hunger, satisfying beyond hunger, not satisfying hunger and not satisfying beyond hunger, cannot be attained or spoken of without painted hunger. For now, study all of these as a painted rice cake. When you understand this teaching, with your whole body and mind, you will thoroughly experience the ability to turn things and be turned by things. If this is not done, the power of the study of the way is not yet realized. To enact this ability is to actualize the painting of enlightenment. I want to conclude with a little gatha by my teacher, Aitken Roshi. Light and brisk are the hallmarks of the realized person, realizing the emptiness of personal suffering. Play and frolic at the edge of birth and death.